Be vegan, repentant, save your soul.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nos programmes offrent plusieurs langues. Veuillez visiter suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nuestros programas ofrecen varios idiomas. Visite suprememastertv.com/schedule.
I nostri programmi sono offerti in molte lingue. Consultate suprememastertv.com/schedule.
The reason we need more space is because we feel pressure from others. When our magnetic field clash, when it's too close, or with the different levels of consciousness and energy clash with each other, that's why people cannot feel comfortable with each other. And that's why husband and wife don't feel sometimes harmony within a marriage or family members, etc. Also influence from demons, yes.
Please keep watching to find out more.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Today's episode will be presented in English with subtitles in Arabic, Oloxese, also known as Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Chinese, Czech, English, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Russian, Spanish, Telugu, and Thai. Hafa Ade means hello in Chamorro, one of the official languages of Guam. My name is Michael. The lovable people of Guam, thank you for spreading awareness about the need to act quickly and switch to the vegan diet to save our planet for us and future generations. The Western Pacific Island of Guam is the largest of the Mariana Islands archipelago. Known for its tropical climate and clear waters, Guam is a popular destination in the Southeast Asian region. With dozens of waterfalls that grace this small island, Guam's beautiful landscape and abundant flora and fauna reflect a stunning natural beauty. Shallow waters surrounding parts of the island glow peacock blue along the coral reefs. Marine preserves protect the region's aquatic life, which includes the Mariana Trench, the deepest oceanic trench on Earth. The National Wildlife Refuge in the northern part of the island also helps preserve a rare sea turtle population. Guam's ancient Chamorro culture has brought both joy and meaning through symbolic music and dance, such as the Bailan Linala, or Dance of Life. Today's culture is also enriched by Filipino, Japanese, Korean, Chinese, and Micronesian immigrants, each of whom have added their unique contributions. Among these gifts is a naturally vegan lifestyle, with coconut, tapioca, and taro being the basis for many of the island's delicious dishes. There are even two Facebook pages, Guam Vegan and Vegan Things in Guam, with information about food and new plant-based products on the island. We were happy to introduce the captivating traditions of Guam to you, benevolent viewers. We wish you much success in inspiring others to choose the compassionate lifestyle. For decades, Supreme Master Qinghai has illuminated our world with her divine teachings. A fully enlightened master, she imparts the Kuan Yin method of meditation to those desiring to immediately discover the God nature within, to achieve in one lifetime eternal liberation from the cycle of transmigration. The Kuan Yin method has been practiced by all enlightened masters, such as the worshipped, world-honored one, Shakyamuni Buddha, the worshipped Son of God, Jesus Christ, the venerated master and philosopher, Confucius, the venerated Lord Krishna, the venerated master and philosopher, Lao Tzu, the venerated Lord Mahavira, the beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Sri Guru Nanak Dev Ji, and many more. Supreme Master Qinghai emphasizes that if we always remember God, render selfless service to others, and follow the laws of the universe, we will reach our highest potential as humans and truly understand our purpose on Earth. An extraordinary living example of compassion, she lovingly and regularly sends material and financial assistance to refugees, the homeless, natural disaster victims, and others needing relief. Supreme Master Qinghai respectfully thanks all special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness, wishing you the best. Supreme Master Qinghai receives love and recognition from various organizations, media, governments, individuals, and many awards, such as the 2006 Gusi Peace Prize, considered the Nobel Peace Prize of the East, the World Spiritual Leadership Award in 1994, the Mahavir Award in 2008, February 22nd and October 25th, both proclaimed as the Supreme Master Qinghai Day, an honorary citizen of the United States, etc., and has been honored throughout the years with numerous other awards and accolades for her outstanding philanthropic and humanitarian deeds. We apologize for not being able to show many other awards and honors for lack of space and time. Supreme Master Qinghai respectfully thanks all special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness, wishing you the best. A true voice for our beautiful animal friends, Supreme Master Qinghai promotes the peaceful, loving, plant-based diet and envisions with humanity's awakening to the sacredness of all life. A tranquil and glorious all-vegan world where animals and people live in respectful harmony. Her initiatives included alternative living flyer distribution, the International Vegan Restaurants, Loving Hut, vegan food companies, vegan fur products, Supreme Master Television, as well as writing and speaking to influential government and media leaders, participating in televised conferences on climate change, etc. Whether we're aware of it or not, her efforts have had an enormous influence on global awareness of the animal-friendly lifestyle and how this benevolent way can bring lasting peace among nations while saving our planet from climate change and disasters. Supreme Master Qinghai has traveled worldwide and held discourses with the public and her disciples on a variety of spiritual topics. In another conference on Friday, March 26, 2021, our most beloved Supreme Master Qinghai spent precious time to share her love and wisdom, answering some questions that members had on various topics. Today, we are blessed to present the insightful conference entitled The Phoenix, Part 9 of 13, on Between Master and Disciples, given in English on March 26, 2021.
I told you the story about a guy who had no shirt on him. And people said, why don't you sell your land? And then you can buy your clothes and build a house for yourself. He said, I'm happy like this. They said, but you could have more clothes and a luxury house or something like that. He said, I'm already happy. And do you think I would be happy if I have something more? No, I'm happy because I have nothing. Yeah, that's it's true like that. I told you when I was in Rishikesh, I was happy. Or when I was with the monks and nuns, my monks and nuns, and in some wild place, just have a tent and live from river water, yeah? And roasted potatoes and oranges and stuff, or buying something from the Aboriginal people who live there, mm-hmm. who planted vegetables and stuff there, who were very happy. I don't know if they were happy. They look happy anyway. But I was so absolutely happy. More than now. That's what I can say. Okay?
Yes, Master.
Rishikesh, India, living with just one samosa now and then. And baking my own chapati. Oh, I was very happy. Truly like that. I really understand that. That world, you know? If you don't have much, you're happy. But the people, they always see the grass is greener on the other meadow, you know?
Yes.
That's a problem. It's not a problem about being poor. It's a problem about having rich neighbors.
Yes.
Yes, that is the thing. And then your mind starts to trick you. Oh, what if I have that? Huh?
Yeah.
Oh, I have to do everything I can to earn money, to have this, to have just like them or better. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's a competitiveness within that begin to cheat you, and then you begin to be discontented. Otherwise, I used to, when I was young, I lived with many poorer people, and they seem very happy. Their houses are very simple. They earn enough money every day, like selling tofu in the market with their own labor. They work together, with a sister or family member, and then bring the tofu into the market to sell. You know, the silky tofu?
Yes, Master. Yes, Master.
That you can eat. You eat with the ginger syrup. Yes, that's all, and they're happy. Yeah, they don't have much in the house. They have just a few pair of clothes. But I don't see any ever frown their face like I'm doing now. Or shaking their head in despair. Truly, ignorance is bliss. Yes. Before I became a master, I was happier. I didn't know much. Truly, I didn't know much. I mean, I did know sometimes when watching TV, yeah, that the people suffer by war and animals suffer, but not so graphic, not so deep and profound like now.
Yes.
And the more I know, the more I'm unhappy. Not because of my situation, but for them, yeah? Yes. It affects me a lot. It gives me pain and sleeplessness. Okay, anything else before I'm on and on about the story of my life?
Master, for the beings in the original universe, is there also such a thing as going within as a way of contemplation? And if there is any analogy to what we call here space?
No. No space. No going within. They are within. Okay? All the time.
Wow.
They don't know the difference between within and without.
Wow.
Not like we do. They don't have space. It's all space, and there's everything is transparent. Everything is spacious. Everything is no pressure. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, Master.
The reason we need more space is because we feel pressure from others. When our magnetic field clash and it's too close, or with the different levels of consciousness and energy clash.
Yes, Master.
With each other. That's why people cannot feel comfortable with each other. And that's why husband and wife don't feel sometimes harmony within a marriage or family members, etc.
Understand.
Also influence from demons, yes. Over there, don't have. They don't have what we have here. There's no way I can compare for you.
Yes, Master.
Just like somebody lives their whole lifetime in a tribe in Africa or Amazon somewhere, wearing no clothes at all, living by nature, and then somebody lives in New York. When they talk about skyscraper, they say, what? What scraper? Scrap what?
Yes.
And they talk about beefsteak. They don't know what beefsteak is. Yes? They might not even know what tofu is. You see what I'm saying? Tofu?
Yes.
Yeah. They don't know what clothes mean.
Yes.
The hat that you wear with the vegan a hero, they say, what isn't that? They never saw it in their life. Even if you describe it all your life, they won't understand it.
Yes.
There's nothing they can compare, okay? Nothing I can compare in this world to the world that's supposed to be yours in the future.
Yes, Master.
I wish I could. I wish I could. I remember a long time ago, I watched a film, George of the Jungle.
Yes.
Or Modi, you know, the Tarzan of the jungle, the little boy.
Yeah.
He's been an orphan since he was young, and the monkeys and the dogs raise him up, And they live with the tiger and leopard and all that.
Yes, Master.
And swinging around on trees.
Yes, Master.
And he had no knowledge of the other world besides that until he saw his childhood friend again. Or George of the Jungle, he went from the jungle to New York or somewhere. And when he watched TV and people advertise it, coffee is a thing that brings people together, yeah? And so, he was in love with the girl who brought him there. They were not dating or anything, don't know anything. I said, coffee, bring people together. Okay, then he has to drink it a lot, you know? He just began to learn some English, saw the advertisement, so he drank a lot of coffee, hoping that the coffee will bring her together with him. Or he just, how you say, punching his chest and throwing leaves around as a sign of confessing his love, remember?
Yes.
The girl understood nothing.
Yeah,
we don't do that in New York. Do we? Huh? No?
No, Master.
We don't punch in the chest and throw leaves all over to the girl that we love? She will bring you to an asylum. To the lunabin, huh? So there are different worlds within our world as well. Huh? You know that?
Yes, Master.
Yes. In an Arab country, Muslim country, when I went there, I covered my head.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I covered with a shawl my head. Yes. But when I'm here, I don't cover all the time. We are not used to it. Okay?
Yes.
Only when it's cold, maybe when too cold, I cover. But it's not for that. I cover there because I respect their custom.
Yes.
Yeah? Yes. I want them to feel at ease with me. Like I'm not a stranger coming to make trouble or anything. Okay? I am you. Like that. Yeah. So it's a different custom, you see?
Yes,
different custom. So when we are in a different country, I've been in Arab countries, so I know that. But if somebody had never seen an Arabian country or Muslim country, or we did not even have TV, if I describe how they live there, my people back then in Vietnam would never have understood.
Yes, Master.
And then even it could be dangerous, you know, when you say something that other people don't understand. A long time ago, it's a true story, eh? I told you before, but I'm not sure if it's translated. There was a king's official. He went to France to study somehow at that time. He probably was the one and only at that time. Maybe he went there to study or also do some diplomatic connection or whatever. Yeah, at that time. At that time, we didn't have aeroplanes. Long time ago, we still had the king. Yeah?
Yes, Master.
We don't have any more. Yes. And then he went to France. And when he came back, he described the French way of life. Oh, the light, normally we still have oil lamps in those times, you see?
Yes.
Or wax candles. So mm-hmm. He said, oh, we don't need all that there. The light comes from the ceiling. Mm-hmm. And the water comes from the wall, you know, the tap. Oh, he got his head chopped off.
Oh, wow.
Even that dangerous.
Wow.
So not only the saints and sages who talk about heaven, which people don't understand. Even just the light and the water get the person killed.
Oh.
Other people told the king that, oh, he looked down upon you. You know, when you don't have respect for the king, then your head will go on holiday in old times.
Yes, Master.
Or at least imprisoning. But this guy, because he told things that the king did not understand. And the whole court, royal court, did not understand. So they chopped the head off because his sin was like that.
Oh.
And in the old times, sometimes if it's worse, you could have even all your three generations head chopped as well, not just one person.
Yes.
Or punished in a grave manner, or die, or imprisoned, or exiled somewhere far away. Even just to talk about the truth. When people don't understand it, it's very dangerous for you. That's why most of masters, they live in obscurity, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
It just happens that they cannot hide. When you are a 1,000-watt lamp, you know,
yeah.
It's difficult to dim it, to hide it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So people just know some way or another or through the disciples. The more disciples praise the master, the more dangerous. So in the old times, many masters were persecuted. You see that?
Yes.
In many different cruel ways, not just Lord Jesus alone. And their disciples were also persecuted, harassed or imprisoned or killed or all kinds of things.
Yes, Master.
Like that.
Gifted viewers, we appreciate your company for today's episode entitled The Phoenix, Part 9 of 13, on Between Master and Disciples. Coming up next is multi-part series on ancient predictions about our planet, Prophecy of the Golden Age, Part 142, The Return of the King, right after Noteworthy News. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more positive programming. May your caring souls be always blissful in God's love.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule and suprememastertv.com/BMD.
Be a hero. Be vegan. Save the world.